This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride, on your mystery.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America radio affiliates, our Megatalk radio stations, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases. A big shout out and a good morning to George up there in Minnesota at GCN Live and around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. And I want to thank everybody for their service to America, plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too. Thank you very much for the great job you do keeping America free and safe. To America's truckers out there, to our mail haulers out there, the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail, thank you for the great job you're doing keeping the Christmas cheer and wishes of millions moving along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we need to get back to that. We need to understand what this country was founded on, because they're certainly, Kyle, not teaching it in schools anymore.
That's right.
I mean, I mentioned that to some young folks that I saw yesterday, that their parents knew who I was, and they introduced me to them. And I said, hey, how's it going? God bless America. You know, and then I said, for some reason, I said, God bless America. And they kind of looked at me strange. And I said, do you know why I said that? No. I said, because our country's based on Judeo-Christian values. And they looked at me kind of strange. And I said, have you not heard that before in class? No. And these were kids probably, I don't know, I'd say 12, 13 years old.
Isn't that something?
It is something, yeah. Because that tells me all I need to know about the school systems in America. And don't get me started. All right. Let's talk about Mick Mulvaney, who's been appointed the acting chief of staff. Now, he is the budget head, the Office of Management and Budget Director. He has to do a lot of work there, doing a great job, I might add. But now he's been made the temporary chief of staff. I'm sure they're still looking for somebody else.
Well, yes, the president could still be looking for a so-called permanent position, but what we understand at this hour, Captain, is that Mulvaney will be the, as you said, the acting chief of staff after John Kelly leaves at the end of the year, but there doesn't seem to be any kind of time limit on Mulvaney's appointment and so forth. So it could.
Nor does there on Kelly. He could stay around till after the first.
He could. But this puts to rest, of course, a lot of the rumors. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie had visited on Thursday at the White House, but then took his own name out of contention, citing family matters and these kinds of things. But so now at least the wait is over for who will initially replace John Kelly. And it could be that Mulvaney will have a long term, only because he seems to get along very well with President Trump. President Trump appreciates his style and so forth. So they seem to have a good connection, and that's very, very important.
Well, I still like Daryl Issa, and if there's a way that he could figure out how to do that, I think Issa would take it. But then again, you know, there's no no long-term guarantee that you're going to be there more than a year or two because of what these presidents do with press secretaries.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, Captain, that part of the preparation for the show tonight, I found an article back from 1992 having to do with Bill Clinton and talking about who he might appoint, or that if he should even appoint a chief of staff.
Right.
The article went on to say that, of course, Presidents Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, they didn't have a chief of staff.
No.
And they liked the idea of the freewheeling conversation, and the article made the idea that the case that Clinton would be this great president if he never had a chief of staff. But fast forward to 2018, and you have an article in the Washington Post that says, is Trump going to go without a chief of staff? Well, that should worry us all. So I want to know what's the best thing, no chief of staff or to have a chief of staff? But, of course, Trump changes everything. But it will be a very interesting thing, Captain, to see, of course, how the tenor of the White House, the day-to-day operations change with someone like Mulvaney acting as that gatekeeper, the go-between, between the president and the rest of the world.
Very true. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Find out more about him at kylewarrenshow.com. Now, the president is also talking about maybe pushing the border wall debate into January so that the government won't shut down and try to have this discussion once the Democrats come in and take control. What say you?
Well, this is a very interesting...
And I'm talking about the House now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, this is a very interesting development, of course, because earlier in the week, President Trump was, of course, owning the idea that he was going to be proud of a shutdown, should one occur, and, of course, that would be next Friday if they can't get to any kind of continuing resolution or any kind of budget agreement. But I think the president helped to sort of make his point already how serious the border wall is, but for whatever reason, he may postpone it again to avert that shutdown. But you're right. This is going to kick the ball, or, you know, put the ball into Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's court, trying to get to some kind of solution on this thing. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, if the shutdown would actually save the government money and save the country money, I'd say fine, go for it, full speed ahead. But you know something, Kyle? It never saves any money, and you'll have to hold it right there, because here comes the music. That means we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back, folks, along the network. After these messages coming right up, this is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the website.
The Captain's America Third
Watch. Why shotgun?
They got Obama fall.
Shalom, it's me, Rabbi Barbara Aiello, your radio rabbi, inviting you to join me this Sunday and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for the Radio Rabbi program. And thanks to the Sarasota Watch Company, the sponsor of the Radio Rabbi program, located right here in Sarasota at 4180 Tamiami Trail, 941-953-1315. That's the Radio Rabbi program, Sunday mornings at 9, right here on AM 930 The Answer, FM 103.1 and 93.1.
315. At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
كان بدي ولادي انه يتعلم. But more than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And her children are learning about God's love as well. Enrolled at Heart for Lebanon's Hope. They responded to the gospel and received Christ as Savior. Despair? Turn to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. $98 brings the gospel to 18 refugee children, but any amount will help. And please know this, when you give, live is and in the cities of faith, rise up out of the desert. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
Call Heart for Lebanon today at 877-873-0190. That number again is 877-873-0190. Or you can give online at letstalkfaith.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, I'd like to invite everybody that would like to show up this Tuesday at Mug Sports Bar and Grill to have lunch with the captain. We have a nice group of people that shows up there, and the group keeps getting bigger every week, and we'd like to have you become part of that group, because from 12 noon to 1:30, and sometimes I stay till 2 o'clock, I'm at Mug Sports Bar and Grill, which is in the Icott Center off Ormerton Road, right there at 59th Street in Largo. It's on the north side of Ormerton Road in that shopping plaza. And you can enjoy one of their great lunch specials there, too, because all active duty military and veterans get, and first responders, get a discount on their meals. Now, you stop by, have some great food, have some great company. We don't always sit there and talk about radio show stuff. Sometimes we talk about the local sports teams or just something off the wall. Maybe we might even talk about housing or something, because it just all depends. And it's a great group of people that shows up. So hope to see you on Tuesday at 12 noon at Mugs. Now, I got a little surprise here. Kyle Warren is sitting there listening to this, but let's go with this.
I really can't say.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Outside. Even has been
and hoping that you drop
so
in. I'll hold your hand there just like
my
ice.
My will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's
and
your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Maybe I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I pour.
There's my
out there.
All righty, well, you get the point there, folks. You know, oh, you can't play that song, baby. It's cold outside. Well, Kyle, we just did.
Just played it.
That's and that's the modern version. That's not the older version. And they were complaining about the old version.
Exactly.
And this is the modern version. This was Lexi Jade and Emery T. Kelly, and this was from a movie that they were in. And, of course, but, you know, oh, God, you can't play that. You'll get in all kinds of trouble. Really? I just did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, baby, it's cold outside, but it's never going to be that cold on this show. All right. Well, you know, we just had a Supreme Court case. I had case headed towards the Supreme Court coming out of Texas. And once again, Kyle, it's about Obamacare. You want to let everybody know what it is that's going on?
Well, this is a real breaking bombshell, Captain. A federal judge in Texas has said that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and this just happened Friday night, that it is unconstitutional, and he struck down, this is Judge, U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor, he struck down not part of the law, not most of the law, he struck down the law. This is a big, big development.
And again, it was because of what the definition of a tax is versus what a fine is. Can you remember all that stuff?
That's right. If you remember back in 2012, the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, upheld the law. And I remember then Justice John Roberts sort of sided with the idea that it was the individual mandate and the fee and all that. That was all a tax. And that was okay. But in 2017, the U.S. Congress took out the individual mandate. And now, according to Judge O'Connor, this essentially, you know, takes out the foundation, essentially, of Obamacare. Therefore, the whole thing falls apart and cannot stand.
Now, the other thing that the Supreme Court is going to be deciding on soon is the limit to the state's abilities to be able to seize private property, what they can seize and how much of that they can actually seize when it comes to things like, oh, I don't know, not paying your taxes.
Exactly right. So that's going to be very, very important to watch.
Yeah. So the Supreme Court's going to be busy, and Judge Kavanaugh kind of upset some people with his decision on the Planned Parenthood case. I don't know what's going to happen this time around, but maybe he did that just to show that he wasn't exactly what everybody thought he might be.
Well, and this is can be typical in the sense of Supreme Court justices. Once they become Supreme Court justices, they don't always do exactly what the presidents who appointed them or the people that supported their nomination thought that they might do. So
right.
this does happen. But I might also mention as well, Captain, that this ruling by Judge Reed, by Judge Reed O'Connor, it's going to be interesting to see what the far left makes out of all this. Because if you remember, every single time a federal judge would strike down President Trump's so-called travel ban, these kinds of things, all across the left, many in the liberal media establishment, they would laud the judge, finally someone standing up to Trump and he's a dictator and all this other stuff.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see what they say about a federal judge striking down Obamacare on the legal basis that he's done. I kind of bet you, Captain, that we're going to hear all about, nope, we can't listen to the courts, and this was a law that was passed by the Congress, and you can't touch it.
Yeah, well, you know, that's that song. Who did that song? Can't touch that.
Oh, MC Hammer.
Yeah, there you go. So here we go again. Everything we're doing is coming up with a song attached to it.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about something else. Now, I got a little instant message here a few minutes ago, and you and I were going to talk about this anyway. And this was about Ohio and that General Motors plant there. Well, this is coming from a listener along the network in Lodi, Ohio. His name is Van. And he's saying, Captain, did you hear about John Kasich yesterday asking Elon Musk to take over the GM plant and build Tesla cars there?
Well, very interesting. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, you know, that could be a possibility, but one has to wonder how things are going for Tesla.
Yeah, because they were kind of hanging by a financial thread, last I knew.
Exactly. But the shutdowns of some of these plants, of course, are because I think it's a couple of different reasons, but I think one of the main reasons is that people are gravitating away from automobiles, the traditional car, and they're gravitating towards SUV crossovers and pickup trucks.
Now, you know, we just mentioned in passing coming up on the break there that President Trump may push the border wall debate into January. That may or may not be a good thing. I've got a couple of questions from people. Well, why is he caving on that from JC in Dallas? And JC, maybe he's not caving. Maybe he wants to put it all on the Democrats when they come in and take control of the House of Representatives and direct it right square at Nancy Pelosi. How about that?
Well, exactly right, because here's the thing. President Trump makes a pretty good case about the wall having to do with national security, about having a porous border and terrorists can come in. Obviously, drug cartels use it, use the border as just a means of bringing drugs across and these kinds of things, and violent criminals can come in quite easily. And so he's going to set up this situation where Pelosi and Schumer are having to try to justify the idea that we're going to sort of leave that open, essentially, for these very, very bad people, you know, to come across quite easily. And while President Trump can say, but we need to reform the system, you know, in his parlance, it would be a big, beautiful wall with a great, big, beautiful door, that kind of thing.
Well, Nancy's got an answer for you.
What's that?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
You know, Nancy Ashley yesterday said that, by the way, she actually scolded the media for their obsession with President Trump. Well, who's the one that started that?
No kidding. The Democrats have been absolutely obsessed with President Trump. I mean, I think
that's
obsessed with what he ate for breakfast this morning or something. It's so crazy.
Yeah, and the other day, Melania flew in an Osprey, a V-22 Osprey, for the first time. A first lady flew in one of those planes.
Yeah.
And she actually got criticized by some of the Democrats. Oh, she's grandstanding. Are you kidding me? Those Navy guys were honored to have her on that aircraft carrier, the George H. W. Bush, and have her in that aircraft. They were honored. That was the biggest thrill of their lifetime yet.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, but that just goes to show that some people will criticize virtually anything. I mean, we can't even say, hey, it's great, the First Lady went and visited.
You mean, baby, it's cold outside?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
We won't let them live that down either.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so it's sort of sad that they're just used to talk about grandstanding. You know, give me a break. Just let the First Lady be able to, spread some good cheer around, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, I'm just speaking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And can you stick around for another segment tonight?
Well, certainly.
Okay, very good. Just making sure before I move on here. Also, we do know that we believe, it's been reported by a former U.S. attorney, that he thinks that Robert Mueller's already got the tax returns for President Donald Trump. We don't know whether or not he does or not, but we've also had Nancy Pelosi come out and say, well, the first thing we're going to do is go after his tax returns and see what's there. Well, what if there's no there?
Yeah, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't turning over your tax returns a voluntary thing for presidential candidates?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Now we're just going to go get it.
All right, hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast along our network. And time for all our stations to, guess what, take a little break, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at DoIHavePrediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit DoIHavePrediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
With SRA News, I'm Patrick Frost. Conservative federal judge in Texas Friday ruled the Affordable Care Act invalid on the eve of the sign-up deadline for next year. But with appeal certain, even the Trump White House said the law will remain in place for now. President Trump is announcing that Budget Director Mick Mulvaney will be his next chief of staff. President Trump's insistence on funding his border wall could lead to a partial government shutdown just days before Christmas. The clock is ticking. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker signed a sweeping package of Republican-authored lame duck legislation that restricts early voting and weakens the incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. Democratic governor-elect Tony Evers may file a lawsuit. Facebook's privacy controls have broken down yet again, this time through a software flaw affecting nearly 7 million users who had photos exposed to a much wider audience than intended. More details at SRNNews.com.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. Because the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny, they're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved one happy with the world's softest pajamas. You can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today, because they normally sell out. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
Happy holidays from Paisanos. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and that means Yule logs, fruitcake, and gingerbread at Paisanos. Stop into Paisanos and sample all the cookies that are only available at Christmas time. Paisanos makes gift giving oh so easy with custom cookie trays. Save yourself time and stress and give delicious treats that everyone will love. Celebrate this Christmas with goodies from Paisanos. Paisanos Gateway Shopping Center off Stickney Point. Paisanos, yum.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Maisie Hirono of Hawaii went to a conference, and I just think this is a revelation that you need to hear what Democrats think about you.
We Democrats know so much, that is true. And we have to kind of tell everybody how smart we are.
Apparently, they're just so much smarter than we are.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
The Ad Council.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, how would you like the opportunity to win a $7,500 premier membership in the Freedom Boat Club? Well, let me tell you how to do it. The drawing is going to be December the 19th, so you got until now, until December the 19th, to trot on over to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, and no matter where you live in the United States of America, they have 168 locations in the United States, plus two locations in Canada. So, reciprocity would allow you to take this membership at the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay and use it anywhere in the country. It is worth $7,500. It's the premier membership, Monday through Sunday, 7-day-a-week membership. All you got to do is go to the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay.com website. There'll be a drop down menu that'll drop down right in front of you. It says register here. You put in your name, your email address, your telephone number, and they'll have the drawing on December 19th, and good luck, okay? Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, a $7,500 premier membership in Freedom Boat Club. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. And, Kyle, George Papadopoulos just recently spent, what, 2 weeks in jail?
That's right.
And that makes him a convicted felon, correct?
That's correct.
And you just told me that he and his wife have moved into your backyard in Orange County, California.
That's right. In Orange County, Papadopoulos and his wife are now taking up residence, and he plans, Captain, to run for the U.S. House of Representatives.
All right, now wait a minute. Convicted felon, run for the House of Representatives?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. Now, in many cases, in different states, of course, state and local offices, there may be some prohibition based on state or local law.
Yeah, there is here in this state.
That's right. But here's the thing. The Constitution does not have any prohibitions for that when it comes to running for Congress. So I think you just have to be 25 years of age. You have to reside in the district that you want to represent and have been a U.S. citizen for at least 7 years. So at this point, we don't know which district he's talking about, but so that's going to be very interesting to see how this might pan out. There already is a little bit of opposition to that.
Well, of course.
Yes, exactly.
But guess what? I think it's a great idea. If they'll let him run in California, well, God knows, Kyle, they let illegals vote, so why wouldn't you let a convicted felon run for Congress?
Well, exactly. And the other rub for Mr. Papadopoulos will be, I don't think he could vote for himself, not being, because in California, convicted felons can't vote. So that would be the only other thing. But it will be interesting to see what he says and how he begins to form his campaign over the next 2 years, because he's got to get started right now if he's serious about 2020.
And we will be there, and because you live there, you'll be the correspondent, that says, hey, man, you want to get a little publicity? We'll get you on the Captain Show.
That's right. We're going to see what we can do. And
I don't mind talking to George.
Yeah, to see what we can find out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, listen, here's something else that's going on. In Arizona, we all knew that Senator John Kyle, who was John McCain's replacement, was going to be around for no longer than the length of his term, correct?
That's right.
Well, John Kyle has said he's going to resign at the end of the year, which means December 31st, 2018, which means a new senator will have to be appointed to take the seat on January the 3rd, 2019. My money's on Martha McSally. We've had this discussion before. I think she's going to be the next U.S. senator from Arizona. So guess what? Losing wasn't so bad at all.
Well, no, and certainly, you know, I think that's a very, very strong possibility, because obviously she's known throughout the state,
right?
Is a known commodity, and certainly there were some very interesting, shall we say, twists and turns in that whole campaign and the election day as well. So I'm with you. I think that's probably what's going to happen.
Right, and let's see here. I'm trying to go see if I can get some out here. We just had a question, I think, from somebody. Let me see what this is. We'll see if we can answer the question for them. Okay, now who is this? Who is this? Somebody named Chris. Don't know where the Chris is from, with a K. Captain, why is it when a district judge, or any judge under the Supreme Court for that matter, decides something is unconstitutional, everything comes to a screeching halt and the law stops dead in its tracks when it's a Republican that initiates the law, especially when it's Trump? Comment on that?
Well, the law actually in this case will not stop in its tracks per se.
No, Obamacare will continue until it's decided, because it's on appeal.
That's right. And so this charge was led by many different states, essentially being led by Texas, essentially. But we're going to find out once this goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, obviously, what the outcome is going to be. But no, it doesn't automatically stop. For example, I think as we saw with the stays for the travel ban, that kind of thing. But it will be on appeal, and there will be a massive challenge, especially from the state of California.
Right. And the second comment or question was, the Dems will not budge on the wall. They have everyone from the media to Hollywood to support them. Now anyone delays, he'll lose his support for the wall. They stand for it now. How can he get a vote in the House? So do it now and focus on the Senate. Why wait? Well, that's true. And I think they are trying to vote on it now. Jim Jordan, it was something that he was proposing.
Yes, well, they were proposing to give the $5 billion, as I recall.
Yeah, but that was in the bill to vote on it now. Now, do they have the votes after all this? Maybe. He seemed to think so.
Maybe, but in the Senate, as the president was pointing out, they don't have enough Democrat votes in order to...
They need 10. They need 60.
That's right. So they need 10 of Chuck Schumer's people to either jump ship or get the direction from him that it's okay, which he will never give, by the way. But Trump is also talking about this idea of going, you know, if it truly is a national security problem, can the military build this? Can they find a way that way? So, but something drastic has changed, though, because Trump went from saying, I'll own the shutdown to maybe next year.
Right. And then Chris asked me if I'm paying attention to the gun law restrictions that are going on around the country. Yeah, I am. I've been seeing it. Pittsburgh, the mayor in Pittsburgh, with the governor standing beside him, they're going to make some new restrictions there on guns, which is absolutely flat-out unconstitutional. It goes against the Constitution of the United States, and there will be a challenge there, Chris. Believe me when I tell you. Same for Jersey. That will go up to the Supreme Court because the NRA is already talking about it. And the other gun confiscation for people with alcohol-related charges, well, it depends on what they did while they were drunk, because anybody that committed an assault with a weapon or beat somebody up with their hands and all that stuff, that gives them the ability to be able to go and to try to confiscate someone's guns, but then they can appeal to get them back. And it's not quite as dramatic as what it sounds like. I mean, it sounds really bad. There is a process involved. They've done it here in Florida a number of times, and nobody said a word because they didn't know about it.
That's right. But in the meantime, though, of course, you've got people who are advocating responsible gun ownership. And it's so funny, Captain, because, you know, there are so many people who want to be able to promote that, but yet they're sort of poo-pooed or just sort of swept away by the liberal far left and the party elite and the Democrat elite, you know, for somehow not being relevant. But that's exactly what we should be having in our country. Responsible gun ownership.
No doubt about that. And again, all of this is going to be challenged, believe me when I tell you. By the way, Fox News is reporting that the Mueller campaign, his special counsel, has already cost the country $25 million and counting.
Oh, is that all?
I thought it was $25 million a day, but that, what do I know?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of money. And is there any Russian collusion? I mean, they found out a bunch of stuff about Paul.
Wait a minute, let me look. Nope, I don't see any.
Yeah, no collusion. but for some reason, and you know what? And there's no limit as far as I know, Captain.
No.
5 million could be 50 million.
And by the way, he could be around for the next, for all of President Trump's tour, term.
Exactly.
There's nothing that says he has to quit tomorrow or the next day.
There's something happened in the United States of America where we are now the land of open-ended investigation of individuals until you find what you want.
Well, I'm going to propose right here and now, and I've done it before, and so haven't you. I'm going to propose right here and right now that we need to open an investigation on the investigator.
No kidding, because of what we're finding out, especially with what happened with Michael Flynn. And
by the way, Dave Webb says he's available. Up in Indiana. Dave in Indiana saying he's available.
Oh, very cool.
Yep. Okay, Dave, you got the job. Take Cooper with you. That's his dog. All right. Well, we got to run, and I'll see you Monday morning, and tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. The Captain's America Third Watch continues. We're going to come back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And by the way, for you guys on that wannabe trucker show, that cloudiness you're talking about is called dense fog. Hello. And I'll tell you where that is. What a bunch of morons.
Cloudy out there.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You can kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Dennis Prager says, we have reason to worry for our democracy.
This indictment, he may have paid off or asked his lawyer to pay off people an inviolated campaign finance law. I am afraid for my country. What we are seeing here is exactly what happens in the third world, where powers use their government for political ends.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Phil's Gang at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Michael Medved of MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. Congressional Democrats made a mistake to attack President Trump for his determined opposition to caravans of unauthorized immigrants at our southern border. Automatic asylum would only encourage new thousands to make a dangerous, illegal trek. But President Trump also makes a mistake by touting a pointless government shutdown, which might seem bold and decisive, but raises the inevitable question, what next? The Democrats, with their newly elected House majority, won't simply surrender, and a shutdown hurts the government, the public's faith in democracy, even our economy. The only possible outcome is some form of compromise. No, the president won't get all the money he wants for a wall, but he will get increased funding for enhanced border security. Since it's obvious that both caravans and shutdowns are deeply unpopular, Congress and the president should drop the games and work out common sense reforms that can help all sides. I'm Michael Medved.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
You're writing a Christian book and you want it published. You also know old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. Want your book in print and on Amazon? Make it happen. Take control and publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. ChristianPublishing.com. Publishing is fast, easy, and affordable with Zulon Press. A division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles. If he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those fucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive. Keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
All right. righty. That's Johnny Cash. And boy, that song's older than dirt. That's from the good old days of radio. Let me tell you, Johnny Cash, what a gift to country singing and the truck drivers at night that were out there on the highways at night, all night long. Because America's goods are delivered and moved at night across the country, believe it or not. And if you don't believe it, just go out there and get on the interstate and go somewhere, any direction you want to go, north, south, east, west, and see who's out there riding around with you. It's not the four-wheelers, it's the big boys. All right, now, here we go. And this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our very good friends in the Moss Family Automotive Group. I was both at the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership yesterday here in Tampa. I was also up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. And congratulations to Jamie from Orlando, who heard me talking about the Titan that I'm driving. He came over, took a test drive, and said, that's it, that's my truck. And Jamie, thank you very much. I was happy to shake your hand yesterday up there. And thanks for listening. By the way, Jamie is a bulk mail hauler. Runs from Orlando to Jacksonville, down to Tampa, back over to Orlando 5 nights a week. Okay. Heavy rain and snow melt is threatening flooding across the southeast and portions where we got snow and last weekend, and now the rain is melting that snow in the mountains of Tennessee and Georgia and the Carolinas and the Middle Atlantic regions. And a strong cold front is coming out of the northwest, and boy, it's going to get chilly. Yeah, baby, it's cold outside. North of I-80 and all the way to the Canadian border, and it's coming this way. Now, a southern storm system is still bringing heavy to excessive rain from the southeast. We had a bunch of it here in Florida. Some areas had as much as 5.5-6 inches of rain yesterday to the north of where I'm at in Tampa Bay. And also, all the way up the Middle Atlantic region through Saturday night, with a secondary heavy rain threat from the lower Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley moving to the east today. Now, out west, there's a strong cold front, which will continue rain, mountain snow, gusty winds into Saturday morning. We'll tell you where the snow is. You might be able to guess with that one when I said mountain snow. And another front will bring unsettled weather to the region by Sunday. There is another front coming in off the Pacific Northwest as we speak. Okay, snow in the mountains of California. Okay, for sure, snow in the Sierras in California tonight. Scattered snow tonight, higher elevations of Oregon and Washington. You've also got unsettled weather conditions with some snow flurries in the air in Wyoming. But the big problem right now is not only in the southeast, where we've got rain from my area all the way up to Jacksonville, and going up the East Coast, covers the southeast part of Georgia, all the way up to Savannah. And then along the coastline tonight, you've got rain from about Myrtle Beach all the way up to the North Carolina line. And then North Carolina is pretty much inundated with rain all the way across. So isn't Virginia. So isn't the mountainous areas of Maryland and the eastern part of West Virginia over there with rain. Now, for the guys that were describing the cloudy conditions in Michigan and the northern part of Indiana and the northwestern part of Ohio and the Chicago area and the Milwaukee area and most of the northern part of Illinois and the bottom part of Missouri, my friends, that is called dense fog with visibility in some areas down to 100 yards. And visibility in a few areas down to 100 feet. Dense fog. It is not cloudy. So I just wanted to settle that because I love doing that. And then there's also some there's also some freezing fog in this mess over in the northern part of Indiana and the western part of Michigan tonight, as temperatures are right around freezing in a couple of those areas. So be careful there. Now, you've got pretty much clear sailing in the southern route tonight. I-10, I-8, I-12, I-20 looking good, I-30 looking good. And if you're going down to Laredo, Catwoman, and Road Dog, you guys are looking good. Trucker Ed, you're having a good night tonight, except for the rain you probably had to drive through if you're coming down or going to Miami. Hillbilly, you got rain because of where you're going in Jacksonville. You'll be out of it once you get back up north of Tipton, looks like. And Minnesota, you, my friends up there in Minnesota, George, you and your gang up there are looking good tonight, except you're going to have cold temperatures coming your way. But then again, that's Minnesota. And again, if you don't like the way the weather is, wait a couple days, because there's, like I say, another storm front coming in off the northwest, which is going to be another doozy, and they're just coming one after the other, after the other, after the other. So there you go. Now, Moss Nissan and Moss Family Chevrolet and Moss Wholesale to the Public are all part of the Moss Family network of car dealerships and truck dealerships. And you can find out what Jamie found out yesterday. You serve, you save, because you see, Jamie was a veteran. And Jamie went up there and saved thousands of dollars off the list price. As a matter of fact, he got a tremendous deal because not only did he get the $10,428 off the Titan that they're discounting it right now off the list price of the vehicle, he got another deal on top of that, and he told him the captain sent him, and he got another $500 off that. Does it get any better? I think not. So, you've got Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey. You serve, you save. That's active duty military veterans as well as first responders, active and retired. And don't forget, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where you can buy cars at wholesale prices. You get Moss Care for the Life of the Vehicle, free oil changes for life. You also get free tire rotations there. And then the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet, where everybody gets the Chevy employee discount. Everybody. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess I'll start with, because we can, the announcement that Mick Mulvaney is probably going to be, well, I don't know if he's going to be permanent, but he's been named the temporary, the acting chief of state.
Chief of staff.
Chief of staff. Well, let's not call him, we'll call him a new position. But what do you think? I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't either. I think there were other picks that probably could have been better, but I'm fine with that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know how long he'll last, because he had a pretty, he's a numbers wonk. He's a money man, and I don't know how long this will last, because they really need him.
The Office of Budget, yeah. I imagine.
So we shall see.
Well, yeah, and, it's a case where you got to pay attention to what the job is that you're doing, because what he's doing is full-time for sure. Now, listen, I know we're going to talk about this after the break, because the break is closing in on me real fast, but the Mexican president announced that he's revamping health care for the poor in lieu of all of these migrants that have shown up down there, illegals, if you will, that are in his country, and now he's saddled with just a huge mess.
Well, he is, and so is, some of those border towns. Mm-hmm. They're furious. Some mm-hmm. of those Mexicans in those border towns are more angry than we are. Mm-hmm. They have been, crime has gone up dramatically, and the filth and the mess and everything else. So, yeah. Now we're kind of beginning, and finally somebody, I mean, we're now beginning to have some discussions, although not much, about what's going on in their home countries that hasn't been cured.
Exactly. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news and this break where your station's along the network get a chance to talk to you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch radio show all across America tonight on the weekend edition of the program, and I'll be right back with more. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Snoring. It's not funny, and it's definitely not normal. It's actually a sign that you're not breathing properly while you sleep, and you're probably ruining your partner's sleep as well. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, resulting in the loud, noisy sounds of snoring. But now, thanks to an Australian innovation called Mute, the answer to your snoring problem may be right under your nose. Mute is an easy-to-use and comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports your airway, keeping it open while you sleep. It helps you breathe more easily through your nose, so you can keep your mouth closed. In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both to enjoy a better night's sleep. Mute is available now.